Yo, guys, your boy B Spellman. This is an independent POV podcast, and this is another good piece, Washington Examiner. It says liberalism is a systemic racism that liberals complain about. That's a very interesting topic. Liberals have spent the last few years obsessing over systemic racism, and yet they are the ones who perpetuating it. I have to agree. I mean, over the past decades, nearly 200,000 black New Yorkers moved out of the New York City, a decline of 9% of its black population. The New York Times lists several reasons for the decline, including concerns about school quality, but one issue reigns supreme. Black people, especially parents, are simply being priced out of living in New York City. Yeah, not just New York City, but pretty much everywhere. What else? It says New York City isn't making up the decline either, as the New York Times notes that the birth rate among black women has decreased. On a completely unrelated note, New York has been fanatical on its commitment to the Democrat Party platform of abortion anytime of any reason. PolitiFact confirmed in 2015 that more black babies are aborted than born. Babies were aborted than born in the city. So where does the national trend of younger black professionals, middle class families, and retirees leaving cities lead to? It leads to those big bad Republican states in the South. The black share of the population in cities such as Los Angeles, Chicago, and Detroit has decreased since 1990. Cities across the South have been an increase in their black population from larger cities such as Atlanta, Georgia, and Charlotte, North Carolina, to smaller ones such as Little Rock, Arkansas, and Greensboro, North Carolina. The high-profile police violence stories that liberals such push anti-police narrative also occur in the cities that Democrats have run for decades, including Memphis, Tennessee, Minneapolis, Minnesota. The cities with the highest homicide rates were disproportionately affect those cities' black residents are run by Democrats. Yeah, school choice policies that would let black families take their children out of the failing public schools and give them a better education. Yes, those are opposed by Democrat politicians. That's kind of true. That's very true. Not even kind of. It says, while the Democrat liberals raise their specter of Jim Crow to complain about the benign election laws, or talk about how black police officers killing black men is all because of white supremacy, the policies they support are peddling what could reasonably be described as systemic racism. These policies price black people out of living in certain cities and prevent them from seeking better schools for their children, yet you will hear nary a worry about it from Democrat politicians or the liberal commentarians. That is also true. Have to agree with that, but before I get to my point of view, let's see what the comments have to say about this. Let's see. Like, we got like 2K likes and 188 dislikes on this article. The comment says, years ago, a psychologist found that liberalism was a form of insanity. Everyone scoffed and laughed. They're not laughing anymore. Wow. Another comment says, this has been the case if the This has been the case not for just years, but for decades. Liberalism is an idea. It comes with no ideas attached to it. It's all about forcing outcomes to fit a narrative. It has been shouted for the rooftop since it became popular that the tag and Wood had no hopes of succeeding in putting optics ahead of results of meaningless small wins become the only thing happening. Yet it all comes into moving the bar in opposite direction. That's true. Another one says liberals try to gain political advantage on backs on minorities. I think it should say black people. Conservatives think liberals just have bad ideas. Solutions. Liberals think conservatives are bad people with ideas, which must be controlled, eliminated by liberals. Willis self-anointing themselves as the compassionate ones. Yeah. Yeah. But I definitely love this comment. My thing is, personally, liberals, they're bad. Their ideals are very bad. It's a form of insanity, especially white liberalism. I am a conservative. That is a moral view. That's not my political view, but morally, I'm conservative. Liberalism is very bad. Like, it just doesn't make any natural sense. I mean, I'm more of a centrist, but it's like, I'm more or less government than more government. I mean, we've seen that in 2020. What's that like? That's not fun, guys. But, thanks for your comment. That's what I gotta say. And until next time, guys, be amazing.